Jeff, you came in with the fifth best odds. You end up at six. You said that you're pretty confident you'll get a good player wherever you end up. Right?
I do believe that. I feel very strongly that we'll get a good player. You know, this is the exact same thing that happened to us last year. We went from five to six. We came away with Jonathan Isaac. We're very excited about him, and we'll be very excited about the player that we picked this year.
What were your nerves like up there on the podium?
You know, the great thing about the lottery is it makes all of us into fans. There's no strategy, there's no coaching, there's no expertise. We're all just holding hands with all the Magic fans everywhere, just hoping for the best. So you obviously are wishing for those balls to bounce your way. But as I said, this is a very good draft, and we'll come away with a good player.
Obviously, you went into this hoping for the best. But how much disappointment is there not to have pushed into the top three?
I wouldn't say disappointment. The odds coming in were that we would go from five to six. That was the greatest likelihood. Obviously, you hope for the best, and you want to come out with the top three pick, but you just take the results, and now it's time to work.
When will you start having prospects into Orlando for interviews and workouts?
We'll be speaking with agents tomorrow about scheduling visits, and obviously the upper echelon guys want to wait and see how the lottery shakes out before they slot their players into teams' visits.
Jeff, how fickle is this? I mean, everything's planned out, analytics, and then it comes down to, tonight comes down to a ping pong ball. How weird is that?
Yeah. This is the system, and you know, it's a lot of fun for the fans. It adds some excitement to the process. At the end of the day, it doesn't increase or diminish the amount of work that we have to do. And whatever you come out, you gotta work to apply your process and get the best guy in a Magic uniform, and that starts tomorrow.
You got a guy in Jonathan Isaac who you consider a building block. Does that show that you can find a great player at six?
I think so. I think our scouting guys have done an excellent job. They've worked their tails off this season. And now we get in the room and we start to apply our processes and we watch videos. And very importantly, we start to bring guys in for visits and get to know them more intimately than we're able to up until this juncture. So we look forward to that. We look forward to all the layers that we're starting to peel off the onion now and get to work.
You followed this class for a long time. Do you consider this a deep draft?
Yes, I think this is a draft and a class that the league's been eyeballing for a while now. And to be picking in the top six in this draft, I think bodes well for us.
How do you approach this? Are you looking to fill specific positions? For example, the trade of Alfred Payton leaves you without a point guard under, I think, the age of 28. Are you inclined to do this by position or to find the player you deem best available?
I think the draft is always a time where you want to add the best available player. You know, you just don't get a crack at this level player very often when you're picking this high in the draft. So obviously, we'll put all of that in. There's a lot of different things to factor in. Maybe you get into tiebreaker areas where those sorts of things come into play. But I think the general rule of thumb for most NBA teams is you pick the guy who you think will be the best player.
How is the coaching search going? A lot of fans are... And reporters are really going. It's been a month since the end of the season, and the team does not currently have a head coach.
The process has been, I think, deliberate and thorough, and we're very pleased with some of the guys that we've interviewed, and we continue to move forward, and I'm very excited about the candidates that we're thinking of right now.
Where do you stand in that process? What stage of the process?
Well, I won't comment on the process. I won't comment on the timetable. As I said, the first day that we had our last press conference, but I do feel like it's moving at a good speed, and that we're meeting with very qualified coaches.